Asithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Nkosi ukulithola leli thuba lokuba sihlanganele khona lapha phansi kwezwi lakho.
We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather together under your word.
Siyathanda ukuhlala enyaweni zakho njengayo uMaria wahlala enyaweni zakho wangafana no Martha owehla kwenyuka ebhizi ngezinye izinto kodwa uMaria ethulisile inhliziyo yakhe nakho konke ukuba ezwe okuphuma emlonyeni wakho.
Lord, we do desire to be like Mary who sat at your feet with a heart that was quiet and restful and attentive, so that we are not like Martha, busy with many other things and not with you.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba le nkonzo ingabi yiseleze kodwa isebenze ngomangaliso enhlizweni yalona lo.
Grant, Lord, that this service wouldn't be in vain, but rather work powerfully in every heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Ake sifunde i-text lethu.
Let's read our text.
Kusukela encwadini yesibili kwabaseKorinte.
From 2 Corinthians.
Isahluko seshumi nambili.
Chapter 12.
Kusukela evesini lokuqala.
From verse 1.
Ngizofunda amavesi ambalwa.
I'll read quite a few verses.
Kumele ukuba ngizibonke noma kungasizi kepha sengizakuphatha imibono nezambulo zenkosi.
I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord.
Ngiyamazi umuntu ekuKristu sekuyiminyaka eyishumi nane nakuba wayesemzimbeni angazi nakuba wayengaphandle komzimba angazi nguNkulunkulu owaziyo onjalo wahlwithwa wayiswa kwelisithathu izulu.
I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise. He heard...
Yebo, ngiyamazi umuntu onjalo, nakuba wayesemzimbeni, nakuba wayengekho emzimbeni, angazi kuNkulunkulu owaziyo ukuthi wahlwithwa wayiswa eparadisi. Wezwa amazwi angakhulumekiyo okungavunyelwe ukuba umuntu awakhulume.
He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell.
Njalo njalo ke noma ngonjalo ngiza kuzibonga kepha ngami uqobo angizukuzibonga kuphela ngokuphela ngobuthakathaka bami.
I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses.
Ngokuba noma bengingathanda ukuzibonga bengingezokuba isiwula ngokuba bengiza kube ngikhuluma iqiniso kepha ngiyayeka funa umuntu acabange ngami okungaphezu kwalokho angibona ngiyikho nakuzwayo kimi.
Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain so that no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do and say.
Ngalokho kuze ngingaziphakamisi kakhulu ngobukhulu bezambulo nganikwa ifa enyameni ingelosi kaSathane ukuba ingimukule ukuze ngingaziphakamisi kakhulu.
to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me.
Ngayoke nganxusa inkosi kathathu ukuba isuke kimi.
Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me.
Yathi kimi umusa wami ukwanele ngokuba amandla ami apheleliswe ebuthakathakini.
But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses.
Ngakho-ke kunalokho ngijabulela ukuzibonga ngobuthakathaka bami ukuze amandla kaKristu ahlale phezu kwami.
So that Christ's power may rest on me.
Ngakho-ke ngenamile ebuthakathakeni nasekuphathweni kabi, nasekusweleni, nasekuzingelweni, nasekubandazekeni ngenxa kaKristu, ngokuba uma ngibuthakathaka ikhona nginamandla.
That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships and persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Let's read thus far.
Lamavesi mumetho okuningi keke sikwazi ukuthi sikhave konke.
These verses contain so much that we can never completely expound on it.
Kodwa ngizothinta nje mhlamba amavesi amapoint amathathu noma mangi.
But I'm going to just look briefly at three or four points.
Uyaqala evesini lokuqala uPaul uthi kumelwe ukuba ngizibonke noma kungasizi noma sengiza ngizakuphatha imbono nezambulo zenkosi.
He starts by saying in verse 1, I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained, for I'll go on to visions and revelations from the Lord.
Kusho ukuthi uthi kubona angithandi kodwa kumelwe ngiphoqekile ukuba ngizibonke.
He says to them, I don't want to, but I must, I am forced to boast.
Ebandleni labase Korinte.
In the church at Corinth.
Ube ngathandi ukuthi azibonke.
He didn't like to boast about himself.
Kodwa njengokuba ngisho ukuthi ube phoqekile ukuthi akwenze lokho.
But like he writes, I am forced to do it.
Waphoqwa yini na?
What forced him?
UPauli uthi kwangena abantu beyofundisa izifundiso ezingasile ebandleni elaliphendwa kuyena eCorinth.
It is because, as Paul explains, there were those who entered and got their way, crept into the church at Corinth with wrong teachings, with error.
Futhi bezama ngamandla onke ukuthi bamdilize bamlahle phansi umpostoli Paul.
And they attempted with all their strength to destroy Paul.
Kuyindaba edabukisayo njalo ukuthi uSathana faka unyawo lwakhe olungcolile entweni enhle.
It is always such an awful thing when Satan puts his dirty foot into good things.
Futhi hayi ukuthi akwenze ngokungenisa abaqwayizi namasela nezidakwa, kodwa uzongena ngabantu abashumayelayo, abantu abafundisayo, abantu abathi bathunywa uNkulunkulu ukushumayela ivangeli.
And so Satan enters into the church not through prostitutes and drunkards and thieves, but rather through those who claim to be the teachers, those who expound the word of God.
Manje uPauli uthi kwangena abantu beukhuluma bethi uPauli akafana abapostoli phela abapostoli bahlala noJesu iminyaka emithathu bambona bamuzwa behamba naye uPauli engekho.
And so these people that had crept into the church with their error, they were attacking Paul, trying to destroy his reputation and saying that he's not a real apostle. The real apostles were those who lived, saw, witnessed the ministry of Jesus for those 3 years, and Paul's not one of them.
Niyakhumbula lapho uJudas Iscariot eibulala.
Remember when Judas Iscariot committed suicide?
Bathi kufanele ukuthi sivuse omunye umpostoli esikhundleni sakhe ngoba sesishumi nanye kanti kufanele ukuthi sibe shumi nambili.
They said we need to get a 12th apostle because we are now 11 and we need to be 12.
Wathi sifuna umuntu owaba noJesu kusukela phansi empapatisweni kaJohane impilo yonke ngezikhathi zonke insuku zonke owaba naye uJesu ukuze athathe lesi sikhundla sokuthi abe umpostoli.
And they said the person we choose must be one who was with Jesus right from the beginning of his ministry, from John's baptism, through all the things that happened, who were personal witnesses at every event, right until the end.
Uyabona laba bafundisi ukuthi bangena ngandlelani. So uSathane mubi uma esengena njengengelosi yokukhanya.
So you can see how these teachers of error were able to twist this point because the devil comes in, Satan makes himself into an angel of light.
Uma usathaneza njengenyoka eza njengosathane onezimpondo namasonde ehashi uyashesha ukubonakala.
If Satan arrives with his being like a snake or with horns and cloven feet, hooves, and a tail, well, he's recognizable instantly.
Uma engangena la njengesangoma sifake inqamba ikhumba saso sibhodla khona la enkonzweni singathi awu uSathane ke lo.
If a person who's a witch had to come into the service and they dressed with all the regalia and the skins and all the fetishes of witchcraft and they belch loudly as they do, we would instantly say, well, this is Satan.
Kodwa kwingozi uma eza njengelozi yokukhanya.
But he's much more dangerous when he arrives as an angel of light.
Manje laba ke bayafika bethi abapostoli kufanele ukuthi babe ngabapostoli ngalokho ababonile, ngalokho abakuzwile uJesu ekusho phambi kwakhe. Futhi babe sesikoleni sikaJesu iminyaka emithathu.
And so they said, this must be, to qualify as a true apostle, must be one who was with Jesus, saw everything, witnessed everything, heard everything for those 3 years.
Ay, uPauli akafundiswanga uJesu.
But Paul So Paul was not there as Jesus taught, as he performed the miracles. Paul was not in the boat on the stormy sea. He was one who was at a distance. He was not the same as the others. And so these teachers of error attacked the reputation of Paul and said, no, ignore his teachings, they are worthless. These are the ones who count more. And Paul said, I don't want to boast, but I'm now put into the situation where I'm forced to boast. I need you to know who I am.
Uthi sekuyiminyaka eyishuminane edlule ngihlwithwa ngiyiswa eparadisi.
And then he speaks about the 14 years before that when he was raptured into paradise.
Ngayiswa kulizulu lesithathu.
He said, I was taken up to the third heaven.
Inkosi yakhuluma nami ngezwa amazwi angavunyelwa ukukhulunywa lapha emhlabeni.
And the Lord spoke to me things that no man on earth is permitted to tell.
Futhi ngezwa amazwi angakhulumekiyo kuleli.
And I heard inexpressible things that are just not, you cannot describe them in this life. So Paul is saying, I will see that, and you can see that I'm not the same as the other apostles. Yes, I wasn't there when Jesus taught and did these things, but Jesus personally took me up, snatched me up, and taught me in the third heaven before these that are referred to were even in the first heaven. He said, I'm not a fool to speak rubbish, but I speak to you the truth. And then he said, I will tell you about a man who was snatched up to the third heaven. There is much speculation as to what the third heaven means. Some explain it in this way and others describe it in that way. Some say, well, and the sky is the first heaven. The stars and the universe being the second heaven, and beyond that, the third heaven. Now that's just the opinions of people.
Kodwa sichazelwa ukuthi izulu lesithathu laba yini. Kodwa uPaul uthi ngayiswa kulizulu lesithathu. Mhlambe nalabo abafundisi abebefundisa izibebheda bebengazi nezulu lokuqala nelesibili.
Now we are not given a definition as to what the third heaven means, but Paul says I was snatched up into the third heaven, implying that these false teachers who are attacking him, they don't even know the first heaven.
Ethi nina ngikhuluma amazwi akhulunywe emhlabeni, mina inkosi yakhuluma nami yangibonisa okungabonwayo la. Kwakhulunywa okungakhulunywa la. Baphimisela okungavunyelwa ukuphimiselwa la kulelizwe.
He said, I tried to express this in human language, for what I was told was beyond human language. The things which were revealed to me were inexpressible.
Akakungisizi ukuthi ngizibonge, kodwa ngintshela iqiniso ukuthi le mbono yenu nalokhu ukukhuluma kwenu akusile, nyabheda. Angikhulumi iqiniso, kodwa bona bethi bebemele iqiniso, baqhuba indaba. Kubuhlungu ukuthi uSathane aphumelele, athole abantu bevangeli asebenze ngabo.
He said, though there's nothing to be gained by boasting, but I want you to know that these deceivers, these so-called teachers of truth who say, we are standing just on the truth. Our point is the true one. We are the genuine ones. And Paul was showing how false they were. And it is awful when the devil comes in such a Christian way to cloak his deception.
Kusho ukuthi kwenye indawo uPaul uthi mina ngasebenza kakhulu kunabo bonke. Ngakhulu ngaphezu kwabo bonke. Kodwa nazi iphukuphuku nezilima zithi hawu kude yena akalingani nalaba.
In another place Paul says, I worked more than them all, and yet they referred to Paul as being of little consequence, a person who can be ignored.
Ethangithandi bazalwane ukuba ngizibonge ngiziqhenye phambi kwenu. Kodwa ngizonitshela iqiniso. Kusho ukuthi ngalokho uveza ubumpumputhe, ubuwula, nobulima babo, nokuhlukanisa, lokuhlukena, nokuhluleka, ukuhlukanisa indaba.
And Paul says, I don't want to boast about myself, but I must do it. And through what Paul says, it exposes their falseness. It exposes their lack of discernment to see the obvious truth.
And even their foolishness and their utter stupidity. Fools they are, many of them, Christians, going around and preaching, but preaching false doctrines and silly things.
Bakuluma bafundisa bayashumayela ezindaweni eziningi, bakuluma okuningi ngeBhayibheli kodwa bakuluma izinto zobuwula.
Kodwa thina asibazi manje ukuthi baphi baphelelezeni, kodwa umuntu esimaziyo uyena uPauli.
And we now don't know where the ones referred to by Paul ended up. They ended up, we never hear of them again, but we do know what happened to Paul.
We don't even know who they were, these fools.
Asibazi nokubazi leziwula.
Kodwa kaPauli, kumi. Kumi. aga kumpostoli wabhala izinto encwadini kangaka eBhayibhelini njengaye.
But of Paul, everything stands rock solid. He wrote far more than all the other apostles.
Aza asho nokuthi ngasebenza kakhulu kunabo bonke.
And thus he says, I worked harder than all of them.
Ethi nangokuphenduka kwami ngihlangana noJesu ngimbona. Angiyanga naseJerusalem, angiyanga nakubapostoli, ngoba leli vangeli engilishumayelayo angilifundiswanga umuntu, ngambulelwa lona.
And when he gives his testimony, he said, I received this from the Lord himself. I wasn't taught it by others, but the Lord directly spoke to me. He is the one who converted me, and he taught me. I wasn't taught by the other apostles.
Aze asho athi ngifike eJerusalem, ngafika lompostoli nalompostoli. Laba banye angihlangananga nabo.
And afterwards, he said, I then got to Jerusalem, and I found this apostle, and that apostle, but he didn't say that he met them all.
UPaul wahlangana nabadukisayo saphila esekhona. Kodwa washo futhi, wathi uma ngingasekho, ho, bazongena kinina njengezimpisi eziphangayo, bendukisa.
Paul met up with liars and deceivers while he was still alive, but he did say that when I am gone, when I am dead, then you will see deceivers who are ravenous wolves who will bring in error and to tear up the flock.
Angazike thina njengokuba sila sifuza bani? Sifuza izidukiso lezi abadukisayo abantu?
I wonder, as we are here together, who are we most like to?
Noma siyamfuza uPauli.
Do we take after these teachers of error, or are we like Paul?
Ngingajabula kabi uma kungathiwa thina noma singabambalwa ukuthi sime lapho kwama khona uPauli, sikwazi ukuhlukanisa, singathathi into emhlophe sithi imnyama, into emnyama sithi imhlophe, siphendukezele izinto, sithatha okusemsamo sikubeke emnyango.
I would be glad if among us there are those who are genuinely like Paul, standing on this firm foundation, being absolutely clear and showing forth the truth, not calling what is false truth and what is true to be false.
Okusemnyango sikwenze kube yinto yasemsamo. Okokuqala kube wokugcina, okokugcina kube wokuqala, siphendukezele izinto.
That we are not people who are twisters of the truth, people who take things back to front and turn things the wrong way around.
Ngikhumbula ngiqoqelwa abomphakathi okukhathazekileyo. Beqoqene abantu abaningi. Iyangena enye intombazana, yafaka ijesi, yayiphendukezela inside out.
I remember when there was a concerned community meeting, there were many in the audience, and then a girl came in who had her jersey inside out.
Khona nezikhulu nabantu bakahulumeni, kwathiwa uyena ozokhuluma.
There were dignitaries, there were government officials, and it was said that this particular girl was going to speak.
Hayi lapho ekhuphuka phambili platform, efaka ingubo yakhe inside out, baze bithi, ha, wena uphendukezele ingubo inside out, ilungise. But ngifake ngamabomu ngoba izinto namuhle emhlabeni inside out.
And as she approached the platform, some in the audience whispered to her, "Hey, your jersey's inside out. Turn it the right way round." And she said, "No, this is on purpose. Because things are inside out the wrong way around in this world, that's why I do it."
Umzukulu wami uphiwe inja ebizayo, ebizayo. Uphiwa ish abasemzini. Kodwa niyayazi phela imdlwane izindlu ezincane zase endala zazinqunywa umsila.
Now my grandson was given a puppy, a very expensive breed, and now you know how in the olden days there used to be certain breeds where they would chop the tail of certain types of dogs, so they'd chop the tails off.
Niyazi ngintshela ukuba ningalenzi iphutha uma unquma umsila wenja unecala ngoba amalungelo ezintsha ukuba nomsila omude musunquma.
But I tell you this because you ought to know, if you cut off the tail of a dog, you are breaking the law. You are performing a criminal act because, remember, these are the rights. These are dog rights.
They've got the right to have a long tail, and you cut it off.
You're breaking
a law. I'm a human rights. Kodwa bese ngithi, uma kubulawa ingane eswini siganina khushulwe ingane kubulawe zona, hayi ingane ayinali lungelo, inganqunywa ngokuthanda kwakho. Ngize ngithi inside out uma kunjalo.
In contrast, I ask you, what about the pregnant woman or girl who kills her baby, who is alive, this baby, unborn baby inside her, kills the baby who is denied the right to life? You see how things are really inside out?
Loko singakusola kodwa sibuyeke akulukhuni lokho okulukhuni okukhuli lokhu kuthebandleni lase Korinte kuvela abantu benganqumi nje imsila yentsha kodwa benquma umsila kaPawule nobupostoli bakhe neyifundiso zakhe.
Now that is minor in comparison to what was going on in the Corinthian church. These teachers of error who were attacking Paul, not giving him his rights, they were destroying his reputation and his teachings.
Ethi kodwa ngikhuluma iqiniso, musana ukuhlukana neqiniso lasezulwini. Ngoba uma ungahlaniphile, uyisiyula. Awubalelwa kuzintombi lezo ezihlanu esihlaniphileyo, ubalelwa kulezi eziyisiyula.
But he says, "I speak the truth, because the truth is where we must abide. If we move away from the truth, we'll be fools. Fools like those five unwise virgins, those foolish virgins."
Kusho ukuthi ngingakaqhubekeli phambili, ake ngibuze lona lo mdala nomncane ukuthi wena ukukuphi, kulokhu kaPawule noma kulokhu kwabafundisi abadukileyo?
But before I continue with the next point, I ask you, you personally, where are you? Are you with these teachers of error who are false, or are you with Paul?
bebeveza amapoint abo bethi umpostoli kufanele ukuthi abe nje angaba umpostoli engambonanga uJesu engamzwanga ngendlebe zakhe engambonanga engabonanga ubuso bakhe engahambanga naye ehle enyuka njengokuba kwasha abapostoli lapho bekhetha umuntu ukuze athathe isikhundla sika Judas Iscariot. Uyabona ungathi bane point ungathi hayi bayakhuluma kanti bakhuluma benokuhlakanipha kwamademoni.
Now these false teachers had a point. They were cunning and they were able to bring something that had some substance because they said what the 11 apostles had said, that if we have a new apostle, he must have been one who was with Jesus for the 3 years. And these false teachers were using that same argument to deceive.
Kushukuti, uma ufuna ukuba umpostoli, ube ufakazi ngalokho akubonayo, ube ufakazi walokho kwakuzwayo, pho ke uPauli ngani na uyabona khuluma umuntu athi ha ukhuluma isense kanti ukhuluma inonsense.
They spoke many things. They had volumes of words about Paul to say, well, he is not one of them. He wasn't around when Jesus taught, and can't you see for yourself? And they spoke what seemed to be sense, but it was nonsense.
Angikushiyeke lokho, ngizojabula ukuba lokho sekukhulunyiwe. Kuthola indawo njengembewu enhle enhlizweni evundile. Kodwa hayi ukuthi ingene la iphume la. Noma ube nenhliziyo evuzayo uthi uyaphuma sekuwa phansi sokuyoba ukudla kwenyoni namagundane.
I'm going to leave this point now, but I hope that you will have gained through it that the seed that's planted will find fertile soil, that it won't be just something coming in one ear and going out the other, or something like a bag with a hole in it where all that's inside just drains away.
Upaulige, watangtandi, bazalwane, ukuthi ngizibonge, angtandi ukuthi ngizveze. Kodwa inini eningiphoqayo ukuthi ngikwenze ukuze niqonde ikuphi okukhulu ufundiswe la emhlabeni noma ufundiswe ezulwini. Ikuphi ukuthi umbono isidumbu sikaJesu la emhlabeni wasibona ephenduka, kodwa wasibona nale. Futhi wangafundiswa nje umuntu la emhlabeni, kodwa wezwa lokho kungakuvunyelwa ukukhulunywa ukukhuluma la kulomhlaba.
Paul said, I don't like boasting. I'm not trying to be an attention grabber. But because of you, I am forced to do it. And ask yourself then the question, was I taught? Is it something that makes me an apostle? Because I wasn't taught by others. I was taught by the Lord himself. It's not that I went to the apostles to ask of them, but the Lord took me up to heaven and he spoke to me things that are inexpressible here on earth.
Kusho ukuthi lo obe nengqondo encane enequnsi likamoyo ongcwele amafutha sezulwini ubonile kusile kuye ukuthi hawu sedukile. USathane udlala ngathi ufaka indilinge la ekhalini njengokuba abelungu befaka indilinge ezinkomeni iy'nkunzi bese inkunzi noma inolaka isuke ithambe. USathane ubeyifakileke indilingi kulaba bafundisi ababemsola uPaul. Kutholakala ukuthi bona bayiziyula, namhlanje sifunda ngabo ngaye ngendlela ipositive kodwa ngendlela negative hayi ngendlela enhle sikhuluma ngabo manje sibabiza ukuthi iphukuphuku ilima abantu abangenangqondo.
So Paul spoke in the plainest of language that even the Christian simpleton who didn't understand much would be able to see for himself, even with the slightest flicker of intelligence, that Paul was standing on the truth and that these other apostles trying to destroy Paul's reputation were themselves the fools. They were the ones to be ignored.
Now we are bonnet. Noma utrese befundisa eCapernaum, noma ezibonakalisa kubona ekhuluma eJudea, noma eJerusalem. Kukhulu lokho. Angisho ukuthi akukhulu angikunyatheli, kukhulu. Kodwa kuphakeme kakhulu uma usufundiswe kulizulu lesithathu. Ube sezulwini noma ethangazi ukuthi bengisemzimbeni noma bengiphandle komzimba uNkulunkulu uyazi kodwa ngintshela iqiniso ngintshela futhi isikhathi sekuyiminyaka eyi-14.
By that we do not underestimate the teaching of the Lord in Capernaum and Judea and Jerusalem and all the other places where Jesus taught. But Paul is saying, look, see for yourself and discern for yourself that I was taught in heaven by the Lord directly. That's not putting aside what they had been taught in the presence of the Lord, but he says, see for yourself what the Lord taught me. And he says, and gives it an exact historical context. He says, 14 years ago.
Uzovela ubuhula bakho nobulima bakho hlukanisa kahle okumnyama kube emnyama okumhlophe kube emhlophe okoqala kube okoqala okwesibili kube kwesibili.
Never identify with that which is false, with that which is wrong, because then you become a fool yourself. You need to be discerning and to stand on the truth.
Njengomuntu obophele inkomo, isibani senkomo. Phoke namhlanje asekho ipani zenkomo. Sakhula nazo kube inkabe ezu-14 noma 12 noma 16 ezidonsa inqola. Umshayeli ubazi ukuthi itilosi leli. Leli ifolos.
If one uses the example of a span of oxen, in the olden days, they don't do it much now anymore, but there would be a span of oxen where they would be yoked together 12 or 14 or 16. And the farmer, the one who was the team leader, he knew exactly which was the leader, the leading ox, which one was the one that was behind.
But let me leave it.
Like I said, it contains so much.
Kodwa ngiyacela ukuthi lokho okuncane osukutholile ukwetshise emva kwenkonzo khohlwe abangani bakho khohlwe ibhola khohlwe ilokhu uzindle uthandaza ngaba kuhle uye nasemadolweni uthi Nkulunkulu ngiyacela ukuthi unginike ukuhlakanipha kwasezulwini noma ngihleli phakathi kwabantu abadukileyo kodwa ngingabi odukileyo.
And so I ask of you that even if you've only got a little bit out of this point, go and chew the cud. Instead of inquiring after the service about the soccer score and getting distracted by this and that, why don't you pay attention to this? Inquire of the Lord. Do it on your knees and say, Lord, even if I live in the midst of people who are false, but Lord, reveal to me your truth. Keep me in your truth. Keep me on the way.
Asiyeke leso sihloko manje lelo point.
But let's put that point aside.
Athi ke uma empeleni ngifuna ukuzibonga. Yizo ukuthi sengishilo konke lokho. Ngizibonga ngobuthakathaka bami.
And he goes on to say, and if I really chose to boast, I would choose to boast about my weaknesses.
Manje ubuthakathaka bakhe bekuyini?
Or my weakness. What was his weakness?
Ubuthakathakini kwabesifazane.
Was he weak towards women?
Ubuthakathakini ebutshwaleni.
Was he weak towards booze?
Ubuthakathakini ekuziqhenyeni.
Was he weak regarding pride?
Cha, akusho lokho.
It does not.
Akusho lobu buthaka besono. Usuke uvumisono bese uvuke uwe futhi. Uvuke uwe futhi. Asikwazi ukuwa okunjalo empilweni kaPauli. Ube uSaulu waphenduka waba uPauli.
Paul is not describing a carnal weakness. This isn't a weakness of failure, like the person who confesses their sin and goes back to it. They confess it again and they go back to it. No, Paul is the one who had been Saul, and his conversion to become Paul was complete, and he never went back to his old life. What manner of weakness? What caused this weakness to be? He goes on to say, I received in my flesh a thorn.
NgesiJalimani kuthwa ugongolo ipali. Uluthela wakhumusha wathi ugodo olugcitshile bese lungene kimi njengonto njengomkhonto.
Here it says in this translation a thorn, but it also refers to it being much bigger than a thorn. For instance, Luther translated it as a sharpened pole that was driven into his flesh. So he said, I was given this stabbing, pointed, sharp pole that is something that has penetrated my flesh. He said, I prayed thrice, pleading with the Lord to remove this from him.
But
it was not removed. He pleaded the second time. It was still there. He pleaded the third time.
Uthi nganxusa inkosi kathathu ukuba isuse kimi.
He said, I pleaded with the Lord three times that he would remove this from me.
Isuke lento.
That this thorn would be taken.
Ipali eligcitshile elingwazayo lisuke kimi.
This sharpened peg, that it would be taken out of me.
Inkosi yathi Paul.
The Lord said, Paul,
umusa wam ukwanele.
My grace is sufficient for you.
Umusa wami ukwanele.
My grace is sufficient for you.
Ake sifundeke ngobuthaka bakhe ngezinto ahlangane nazo.
Let's read some of the weakness, some of the experiences and difficulties that he had to face.
Athi leliva lingusathane ongumukulayo.
He said, this thorn is Satan sent to torment me.
Umanfunda indaba kaPaul studies impilo yakhe. Uyabala kaningi ukuthi ubebambene nezilwane zasendle.
And if you read of Paul's experiences, he had to fight wild animals, ferocious beasts, a number of times.
Kodwa bekungazi bekungezizo izilwane ezinemlenze mine. Bezi nemlenze mbili njengawe nami. Uma ikhuluma ngalezi zilwane, ukhuluma ngabo laba bantu abamhluphayo.
But the real beasts were not these four-legged animals, but on two legs, those human beings who were attacking him. They were the ones who were the beasts, wild beasts to him.
Wathi nginamile ebuthakathakeni bami.
He said, I rejoice, I'm glad about my weakness.
Uyaveza ukuthakathaka bakhe.
And he expresses his weaknesses.
Ukuphathwa kabi.
To be mistreated, abused.
Nasekusweleni.
And insulted and in dire need.
Ube sweli ngubo eswelu kudla elamba.
He would go without food. He would go without clothing. He suffered dire need and was hungry at times. Until he decided he needs to go back to that tent making and for a time make those tents earn enough that would provide for him, and not just for him, but those who were with him. And in being hunted down, persecuted. There has probably never been a person before him or after him as much persecuted and hunted down like Paul. And yet he didn't despair. He was abused. He was abused. He was imprisoned. He spent a long time in prisons, not just staying in a cell, but being chained, hands and legs. It wasn't like the jails of today, which are so luxurious. They've got their own TV, they've got blankets, they've got sufficient food. You need to ask, why does a person get out of jail and then do the same crime again? It's because he enjoys it back in prison.
Ngishiboshwa namhlanje zinamalungelo. Zidinga ukuphathwa kahle ngamaglove.
And prisoners today have rights. They need to be treated with kid gloves. And if they
think...
And if they feel that their rights as prisoners are being denied, they can get they can sue. And so you find inspectors coming to jails who check, are their rights being met? Do they have sufficient clothing, or do they have sufficient food? Is everything up to scratch? It would be good for a prisoner to feel and experience that it is prison, so that he won't want to go back again. Because look at the contrast. You find that pews in churches are empty, empty benches in the churches, but in jails there's overcrowding. It's full of them. Why? They enjoy being there. They want to be there. That's where the crowds are. And so there are prisoner strikes. If they feel that there's not enough salt in their food, if they don't have enough clothing or enough blankets, they go on strike.
Kodwa majela anjelwa uPauli ayingenjalo anofuna umanye kwelinizwe lakhona majela sendulo ndulo haye zakhiwe izolo nje nizomangala
kodwa uswaga
mphansi khona manje phansi kuyagodoleka awekho amawindi kunzima.
The jails where Paul frequented and where he was made a prisoner, they were in another category completely. They were dreadful places. If you go and look and examine some of the those prisons that are dug up, which are really ancient, you'll see that they are more pits. They are damp and cold. If you survived that, it was a miracle.
Uma umuntu ekuphatha kabi. Uma umuntu eqamba amanga ngawe, eqambela. Ekhuluma zonke izinto kuwe. Akusiloni ipha elibuhlungu. Akusiloni ipali eligcitshile elikuhlabayo.
If people speak all manner of evil about you, and they insult you, they abuse your name, they spread rumors and talk things about you, isn't that a thorn in the flesh? Isn't that a messenger from Satan?
Izovelaphi uswele ukuswela nyakwazi ukuswela ngwangempela
To be in need. To be in such need that you don't know where the next meal is coming from. Where you lack to such an extent that you are like Paul who said, at times I lacked and I suffered. And in persecution.
Kodwa ningaya nginike homework. Ake mfunde ukuthi uPaul wabhaxabulwa kangaki ngekati. Ngiyabona uJesu washaywa ngekati. Kusho ukuthi induku eneyintambo ezu-7 phambili. Bese kufakwe insimbi, imthofu, amahugu. Ipikili esithombile boshelwe kulezi ntambo bese umuntu ashaywe ngalo bese umuntu athi iphume nenyama.
I give you some homework. I won't look at the text now, but you go and find out how many times was Paul whipped, and it wasn't just a stick. The whips which they used, like with the Lord, they had bits of nails and lead. And when they would crack the whip, they'd rip it back. It would furrow through the back.
They said, ekhandwa nangamatshe bamshiye usefile kodwa ubevuka khona lapho.
Go and look
engene dilobheni eshumayela ivangeli
at how many times he was whipped. And there are those who say that when they would whip a person on the back with that method, it would be so terrible they could see the lungs from the back. Look at how many times he was whipped, stoned, left for dead, and yet he would get up and go back into that same town and preach again.
Kukhulunywe kabi ngawe uswele hayi angikufuni uthi goodbye Nkosi Jesu, goodbye ukholwa angikufuni.
There are those who, if Christians would be able to see and examine the scars of the wounds that Paul had and see what it really was like, they would probably say goodbye to the faith. I don't want to have to suffer so much.
Uma umuntu ekhandwa ngamatshe, shaye ekhanda, shaye esihlathini, shaye esifubeni, emlenzeni, ewe phansi, ngathi usefile. Uma ivuka lapho, njengekati elingafi, kusho ukuthi mhlawumbe bevuvukela amehlo, kumnyama bhuqa la emehlweni. Indebe zakhe zivuvukele exhuka kodwa enjalo ubeya ashumayela ivangeli base bethakusiyena umpostoli. Akusiyena umpostoli. Hawu, sithi Paul baxolele abazi into abayenzayo.
And so if you think of what stoning meant, those stones and rocks that were hurled at you would injure you to such an extent. It would hit your head, your jaws, all over. So if a person survives that, imagine what Paul looked like when he would get up, how he would be cut and bruised, cut on the lips, limping, and what condition he was in. So, and yet these false teachers said, Paul is not an apostle. One says, well, Paul, forgive them, for they didn't know what they did.
kukhula hlangane nakho uPauli ngenxa yevangeli ngenxa kaJesu kodwa kwabakhona iphukuphukwana ezathi akusile umpostoli lowo musani kulalela yena.
The Lord worked mightily through Paul. He did miracles through Paul, such great things, and yet there were these people who crept in saying, no, Paul is not genuine. He's not a true apostle.
Kodwa nokho laba bantu beza bathola abanye abazalwane bahamba phakathi kwabo bathole angazi ukuthi bathole iphi lowo yini owalala nomkayise no stepmother wakhe bathi hawu wena uPaul wakuphatha kangaka kabi kangaka wakunikela kuSathane hawu impela uqinisile hawu Paul obesho njalo ukuthi singadli nomuntu obekholwa wahlubuka ukukholwa ningahlali naye etafuleni hayi impela uqinisile.
And one wonders, how did these false teachers, these ones who crept into the church and gossiped and tried to destroy Paul, how did they reach and grab hold of Christians? They must have looked for those like that man who had been expelled from a church because he had slept with the stepmother. Maybe they went to him and said, oh, look how Paul has abused you, handing you over to Satan and speaking to others. What? Are you to be ignored? You're not even allowed, others can't even eat with you because Paul has said that you should not eat and drink with a person who is an apostate.
Kodwa.
However,
kwafika labo. Bafika. Abanye bama, abanye bawa. Bathathwa izinkulumo zabo. Kufika abantu abayitranger. Zangena ebezingekho uPauli eqamba ibandla laseKorinte zafika iTrenja kodwa laba bazalwane ababethatheka bebenhlobuni.
But it still happened. There were those who came after Paul had founded the church, after Paul had done the groundwork of the church at Corinth. And they crept in, these strangers, these ones who would creep up to those and try and influence them, they did continue.
Ay, musana ukuthatheka kalula kangaka.
Don't be swept up so easily.
Musa ukubanjwe ngephepha elingenayo impande phansi. Phephetha umoya bese usuya le.
Don't be like a piece of paper that is driven around by every gust of wind. If it blows in this direction, the paper just goes there. Then another gust.
Awuzelwe yini umzalwane, awuzelwe yini kabusha. Uvela ezibeni, kuzizibi, ezibini, noma kurebiship, pepethe umoya. Plastic igcwale yonke indawo, amaphepha agcwale, namacardboard. We plastic wena. We cardboard. We paper. We intelula. How apha madoda. Bapha makhosikazi abanobudoda. Noma sokubhetha izinto ziphuma endleleni. Ubone ukuthi bayama. Banempande. Ezi.
After all, aren't you a genuine Christian? Aren't you born again? Or have you just drifted in from the rubbish heap? You're like an empty plastic bottle or a piece of paper. You just get blown around. You're not one who has your roots firmly embedded. Where are the Christians who will stand firm? It doesn't matter what is happening around you. But your roots go deep.
Nomu satana mugule.
Ukumukelwa kunimukulwa kuningi. Ngiyakhumbula uJob wamukulwa kanjani ngesifo. Umkakhe waze wadlawa kusiza ilutho ukumkhonza lo uNkulunkulu. Mqalekise ufe. Atha wakhuluma kokwesifazane oyisiyula.
Even if you are buffeted by Satan. Remember it says, Paul says, I was buffeted. I was tormented by this. Remember Job, how he was tormented and his wife even said, well, why don't you just give up and make a vow that you disconnect from God. And he said, oh, you foolish woman.
John Wesley. Umakhothi wakhe ubedlala ngaye. Umakhothi wakhe ubebhala incwadi ayithumele kunewspaper. Bakhiphe ngonewspaper ukuthi umubi kanjani. Akahleli kahle nomkakhe. Wamukulwa umuntu. Satan wamukula ngomkakhe. Kuthwa wayehlale ebhala incwadi ebhalela amaphephandaba. Pho ke amaphephandaba ayathanda izinto ezibolile, izinto ezinukayo, izinto ezingelali iqiniso.
John Wesley was tormented by his wife. She went to such extremes that she would write letters to the newspapers which were published about her husband, writing terrible things about him. He was sorely buffeted. You see, newspapers automatically pick up rubbish stories. They love the tabloid types of dirty stories. That's what they thrive on.
Angithi namajaji ngesikhathi sethu afaka into la. Abasendulo bebengafaki leyo nto. Bekuyinwele zabo. Umkakhe ubegcwele amaqhubu nenzondo nenkani. Wayesembamba ngeyinwele emlahla phansi. Emhudula ngeyinwele phansi. Kodwa uwesile engaphenduli. Ethula. Washumayela ukuthi uthando olupheleleyo ilona esilidingayo. Umuntu ekwenzela okubi menzela okuhle. Akushaye kulesi sihlathi mvezele lesi sihlathi.
In those days it was the cultural way to have longer hair, and so John Wesley's hair was long, like you know of our olden judges and the older ones who from a previous dispensation where they would have put on these wigs. Well, that's what the hair was like then. John Wesley's wife was so full of hatred, so full of grudges, she would grab him by the hair, drag him through the house. But John spoke of perfect love. His response to evil was good.
Amaphephandaba uyintatheli uba ubhala ngendoda yakhe ukuthi ayiphethe kahle.
Just think of how tormented he was by his wife, how she would continually say these terrible things, write these letters, stories about John Wesley, untrue things, and she would continually feed the press with these terrible letters from that she had written.
Kodwa bebembalwa ababegibela ihashi beqhubeka ngoba imoto bezingekho egibela ihashi kusukela ekuseni lize lishone ilanga ezoshumayela ivangeli.
But there were very few who preached like John Wesley did, who traveled so much. His journeys on horseback were so long. He traveled so many long distances, you would hardly find a preacher of that day who ever has done that. They didn't have cars then, only horses.
ukhona ke ubuthaka ukhona ukuhlupheka ukhona ukulamba nokungambathi kukhona kanti kukhona nokuthi umukelo umukulo wasathana kakhulu uma ihlobo zakho noma abazali bakho noma ingane zakho zimelana nawe kungumusa ukuthi umuntu ame uma kunjalo.
There are different sufferings, there are weaknesses, there is such a thing as going without food and troubles like that. It's another thing when you are tormented in such a way by those who you love, by your own parents or your own children, when they turn against you and they attack you viciously.
Ngenxa yalabo abanye abazali bafu inwele zabo sijike zibe mhlophe ngelanga ukukhathazwa inzalo yabo.
That is a pain. That is being buffeted and being tormented by the devil. And some people going grey overnight, so to say, because of the sufferings from their own family.
Oh, Paul, ke wayesethi awu. Hayi, sengifike ekugcineni inkosi. Angikwazi ukuqhubeka kunje. Ngiphathwa ngale ndlela. Ngihlushwa imini nasebusuku. UNkulunkulu wathacela kathathu. Inkosi yamphendula. But Paul, weneliswa umusa wami. Ngoba lapho senhlungwini, usekulambanini, ulambe noma ufelwe umkhumbi uhlangane nezinkinga ezinganqabukiyo musu phela amandla umusa wami wenele wena uma ubuthaka kuzovela amandla kaNkulunkulu wathi hayi iyayincoma ke ngincomela ubuthaka bami ukuze amandla kaNkulunkulu abonakaliswe kimi.
And that buffeting can be physical. It's an inward pain that you can experience also in your body. Paul cried out to the Lord when he almost despaired of life itself. He thought it's becoming hopeless. And he cried out to the Lord, remove this thorn from me, Lord. Take this away. Thrice he prayed. But the Lord answered and said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. When you suffer in these different ways, my grace is made more splendid in your weakness. And so Paul said, well, then I will boast. I will boast about my weaknesses.
Ukuze amandla kaNkulunkulu abonakaliswe, akahlulwanga ukuhlupheka, kodwa yena waligibela igaga.
So that the power of God would be manifested and made perfectly clear. If he had some suffering and trouble, maybe hunger, he wouldn't be drowned by the wave. He would rather ride the wave and he would endure it.
Walingwa ngezindlela eziningi. Walingwa. Kodwa ngokulingwa kwakhe. Aga shongo sengiyayeka akusizi lutho kodwa wamelana no Satani ethi umelane kuze kube segazini maqondana nesono akanqotshwanga igagasi lesono igagasi lezwe igagasi lokulamba igagasi lokuhlushwa. Kodwa wawagibela iloko kwamqinisayo nalawo naloko iqhawe bekufanele bona abaseKorinte abazalwane babone ukuthi hey amalulwane lawa afike phakathi kwethu anekhanda legundane kodwa kusilona igundane anamaphiko kodwa akusona izinyoni ilulwane uyilulwane ni na.
He was sorely tempted. The sufferings of terrible temptations, the harassments, the abuse. But the Lord said, I display my power in you, Paul, as a weak vessel. And so he went through these different things, the wave of hunger, the wave of harassment, of insults, and all these things. Paul was a victor. He resisted sin to the point of shedding blood. He withstood the temptations. Shouldn't the people of that time have said, this is a genuine apostle? He is true?
Empeleni bekumelwe ngokufundiswa ukushumayela qale ngapha uzuzu ngeze ubuyele epointini lokuqala kodwa sinasikhathi isikhathi sesihambile.
The intruders
uba ngikhulume ngepoint lokuqala lesibili lesithathu lesine ngiyavayile nginqamule nje ngoba isikhathi sesihambile.
The intruders were like bats. They should have been recognized by the congregation then Corinth. That they might look like a bird, but it's got a rat-like look. It might look like a rat, but it's got these wings. It's neither. It's an in-between thing. They should have recognized it. Are you like that? Are you like a bat? Now, instead of going to a further point, let keep these points that you've heard already. May God help us. And not be foolish, not be like the foolish virgins, but be more than conquerors, to be true heroes of heaven. Not drifting around, not being battered and blown around by every gust of wind. You hear a bit of gossip, you hear something, and you are filled with that, and you are influenced immediately.
Umhlaba ngeke usizwe abantu abanjalo.
The world.
South Africa ngeke lisizwe abantu abanjalo. Khona abanye avele beqeke, babaleke. Bathi kulukhulu kakhulu. Kodwa awukho umango ongenathuna.
The world will never be helped by such a person. South Africa won't be helped if you a drifter like this, influenced by everything, instead of being one who stands true.
And the Zulu say, awukho umango ongenathuna. There is no mountain without a grave. Wherever you go, you'll meet up with difficulties. I stand as a.
Shall we pray? We ask, Lord, for you to work in our midst. Enlighten us. That we won't have devilish cunning, but rather your heavenly wisdom, being led by your spirit. Rightly discerning things. Running our race till the finish.
So
that
at
finish, we would experience you, Lord, saying to us, well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Amen.
Ayemi.
We don't have the time to look at it, but you go and look at Hebrews chapter 11. See there the heroes of faith. See what they endured. See how they persevered right to the end. Remember, we are surrounded by that cloud of witnesses.